Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, everyone. For 7 years ago today, we began to hear sounds like this. Invasion of Iraq was beginning. Of course, the people of Baghdad were hearing those sounds firsthand. The irony today is, even though this war, which dominated the headlines for years after 2003, it's because of a lack of news that today we are permitted really to look back at the seventh anniversary.
That's an interesting
of a war
point.
That now is, in a very real sense, faded from the headlines, but very much a part of the U.S. experience. Here's George W. Bush speaking to the American people on March 20th, 2003.
My fellow citizens, at this hour, American and coalition forces are in the early stages of military operations to disarm Iraq, to free its people, and to defend the world from grave danger.
Well, what the military and the coalition forces in Iraq discovered quickly is that there was no grave danger, that the disarming of Iraq had already been begun by Saddam Hussein himself, and the freeing of the Iraqi people is still something that political forces in Iraq are grappling with even today. Joining us now is Michael Isikoff, investigative correspondent for Newsweek magazine, very much involved in the coverage of the original rationale for the war 7 years ago. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
When you look back 7 years, what was the most important thing on your mind as the tanks went in as to what we would see inside Iraq in those early days, weeks, and months of the war?
Well, look, once the tanks rolled in, I think that everybody in the country was focused on how things were going to go, on achieving victory, on minimizing American casualties. That was clearly the first priority, and I think what was going through people's minds. But, you know, very quickly, once it was clear that the initial military invasion was going to go relatively smoothly, it was where was Saddam Hussein and where were the weapons of mass destruction?
And do you remember the Chinese reporter that kept asking at the briefings, where is the WMD, where is the weapons of mass destruction? It began with her voice and then eventually became all of the reporters, and even the government began asking. Why, first of all, was the intel so wrong?
Well, books have been written on that subject, one by myself and David Gorn. But clearly, there was a desire by the top levels of the Bush administration and senior officials to correct the wrong of the Persian Gulf War, topple Saddam Hussein, and assert American power in the aftermath of 9/11. And in order to sell the war, the intelligence was stretched, massaged, exaggerated, embellished, and in some cases as close to invented as you can go, in order to make an invasion palatable and make sense to the American public. And while there clearly was a consensus that Saddam Hussein had something within the intelligence community, it was made to seem much graver, more imminent, and dangerous to the American national security than any of the intelligence supported. Once people went there, it clearly, the facts didn't warrant it.
Well, certainly the intelligence was massaged, as you say, to create a link between the war on terror and Iraq that really wasn't there. But then almost, you know, within the first couple of years, it became clear that the Iraq operation was one of survival and avoiding a quagmire and avoiding a complete collapse of the country, which meant the mission was even farther removed from the war on terror. 7 years looking back, was this conflict ever about the war on terror at all in a real sense?
Well, in the sense that I think the psychological impulse for the invasion was was 9/11. In other words,
well, that's revenge. That's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, it was
yeah.
revenge. The desire to assert American power, to show the world that we were not going to take it, regardless of whether. I mean, we all know it was pretty much known then, but we certainly have known since that there was no connection between Saddam Hussein and the people that perpetrated 9/11. Although the link. You know, people in the administration did try to make that link. There wasn't any.
And some still try to maintain that. I guess, to turn it the other way around, yeah. If you were to look at the rationale, that famous sort of Colin Powell unveiling of intelligence that rationalized the invasion, is the Iraq War 7 years later, could it be seen as a textbook for a nation who might want to actually conceal WMDs? Certainly the intelligence tactics that the U.S. had, the surveillance is all known, the sense that the international community maybe isn't going to buy this a second or a third time around. Has the U.S. unwittingly given a kind of instruction book for a rogue nation to do this?
It's an interesting question. Certainly, in the context of the current standoff with Iran and Iran's nuclear program, I think that that's where in my mind the real current day reverberations about from the embellishments and essential propaganda that led up to the Iraq War has had its effect in dealing with Iran, where there's much more skepticism about everything the United States government says, which probably gives the Iranians, as a perfect example, perhaps more leeway than they otherwise might have.
Finally, do you ever believe this would go 7 years?
No, of course not. And and we don't know how many more years we've got to go, do we? I mean,
well, we'll talk to you, in another seven.
We still have the troops there. I do think President Obama is committed to getting the troops out. He has to. Just as he has to get health care passed, he has to get American troops out of Iraq.
And we're actually counting the votes in Iraq, which is another positive we've noted this week.
Right.
Michael Isikoff, investigative correspondent for Newsweek magazine, thinking about the complications and the possible lessons 7 years into the war in Iraq.
About 15 minutes ago, the air raid sirens sounded across Baghdad. Anti-aircraft artillery began firing across the night sky. There were a couple of large explosions, and I can see a few large plumes of smoke. I presume that may have been targets being hit, but I cannot be certain. It's gone quiet now. First light is breaking. The street is still completely empty.